Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is how communists could start the internal revolution. And I have to tell you exactly, I have to tell you this is not how it's going to start, and here's how I know this. So I put this as a slate, as the second slate. The 2024 election could start the internal revolution. And I got a yawn. Now, I'd already done all of this work for 2 hours putting this together. So I thought, well, Lord, you know, why didn't you tell me 2 hours ago before I put all this work into it if this is not how the internal revolution is going to start? And then the anointing touched me, and I feel like what he's saying is this is not the way the internal revolution is going to start. But I do think it could be something like that. And so we're bringing this for something to watch. Okay? Now, let me start again. Okay, so the topic, how communists could start the internal revolution. I think I've got some startling and some very good information to bring you. So I think at this point, but it's not, but I think at this point, we need to really be watching things and events around the 2020 election. All right, let's go on. Let me refresh your memory. I know I've said this many, many times, but for the sake of one person, that this is the first time they're watching us. This was a Romanian pastor that smuggled Bibles into Romania, Russia. For some 30 years, he was wretched, put through 5 months of torture, culminating in them putting him on the electric chair. They couldn't kill him. He was sent to America, arrived here August 3rd of 1984. The angel Gabriel came to him and said this: "The fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America." Now, this is what I'm concentrating on today, started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. I think that that is going to be people that are Americans, and also the 6 million illegal immigrants that just come across our southern border over the last 3.5 years. Some of the people start fighting against the government. The government would be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries will attack and defeat America in one day and 1 hour. God will raise up China, Japan, and many of the nations. They'll go against the Russians to defeat the Russians. Back them to the gates of Paris where they sign a peace treaty, but they make the Russians their leader. With the Russians as the leader, all the world goes down to attack little Israel, which can't count on the Jews in America. So she finally cries for Messiah. Jesus returns on the clouds and it's Armageddon and defeats the armies of the earth. Now, with that in mind, here's the articles for today. How Democrats could disqualify Trump if the Supreme Court doesn't. Now, they're essentially telling all of the Democrats, okay, here's the plan. Just in case Trump does win, this is the plan. This is the plan. This is how we can still get him out. So it says, without clear guidance from the court, House Democrats suggest that they may not certify a Trump win on January 6th. Okay, this could really happen. Now, I believe the Lord has told me this is not how it's going to happen, but it's something to watch, so let's go on. Near the end of the Supreme Court's oral arguments about whether Colorado could exclude former President Donald Trump from its ballot, as an insurrectionist, the attorney representing voters from the state, now listen to this, offered a warning to the justices, one evoking the January 6th riot that had set the case in motion. By this point in the hearing, the justices made clear that they didn't like the idea of allowing a state to kick Trump out of the presidential race, and they didn't appear comfortable with the court doing so either. Sensing that Trump would likely stay on the ballot, the attorney, Jason Murray, said that if the Supreme Court didn't resolve this question of Trump's eligibility, it could come back with a vengeance. Now, here's the point. After the election, okay, so let's assume that Trump did get elected, and I think he will, if the election is fair. I think it was elected the last time. It just wasn't fair. After the election, when the Congress meets once again to count and certify the votes of the Electoral College, because it's not our vote that puts the president in. It is the Electoral College as certified by the Congress. So the Dems are talking about just totally throwing our Constitution out so that they can throw Trump out. Let's go on. Murray and other legal scholars say that absent clear guidance from the Supreme Court, a Trump win could lead to the constitutional crisis in Congress. Democrats would have to choose between confirming a winner, many of them believe is ineligible, and defying the will of the voters who elected him. Their choice could be decisive. As the victory in the House special election in New York last week demonstrated, Democrats have a serious chance of winning a majority in Congress in November. And if Trump recaptures the presidency on the same day, if that happens, they could have the votes to prevent him from taking office. Did you get that? In other words, the voters vote him in, but the Democrats in Congress don't vote him in. What? Yeah, it's a real probability. Numerous senior House Democrats have confirmed in interviews that they have no plans to certify a Trump win unless the Supreme Court affirms Trump's eligibility, and as now SCOTUS seems unlikely to offer its opinion on Trump's eligibility. Now, it said it's going to hear about his eligibility to get on the ballot, but whether he's eligible because of the January 6th thing, that's the issue here, okay? Instead, shifting the decision down to Congress. In other words, Trump can still win just as long as Democrats recapture a majority of the Congress. Then, Democrats can block Trump from taking office by simply refusing to certify his win. Now, let's assume that were to take place. And I believe the Lord has told me that's not what happens. But let's assume that takes place. Then all of a sudden the military, the white hats, could say, we've had enough. Trump winks, and they go in and take over. That could be the internal revolution. The irony of this little plot was not overlooked by social media users who pointed out the hypocrisy of the left in doing the very same thing as prosecuted hundreds of January 6th insurrections for when they contested the results of the fraudulent 2020 election. In other words, if the Dems were not going to certify the election, not going to put Trump in, even though he won, would they not be doing the same thing that the January 6th insurrectionists did? This is just the latest example of Democrats projecting their intention to defy the will of the voters if Trump wins the 2020 election. Now, we prophecy students, we understand what's really going on. These leftists, these antichrists, will stop at nothing to get their man, the Antichrist, on the throne. And that includes taking down America. Matter of fact, I would say that is even not just includes, I would say that's their number one objective. Another leftist plot, should Trump get reelected, is to have the military simply refuse to follow Trump's orders as commander-in-chief. So we've got three things. NBC News reported just last month that a loose-knit network of public interest groups and lawmakers are plotting just that in an attempt to foil any efforts of Trump's that could go against the establishment. In other words, we're not going to let him be president. I don't care whether people vote him in or not. Democrats should expect to go to prison in D.C. for 22 years for trying to overturn the election, since they set the precedent by jailing nonviolent J6 protesters for speaking out against the rigged 2020 election. That's what they say. And he says the left is clearly plotting right out in the open to block another Trump presidency. So, could this be the start of the internal revolution? Well, it could be. But again, I think the Lord told me this is not what does it, but let's watch. That brings us to this. If you have an IRA or a 401k, like Lindsey Williams says, if it's in paper, and that's probably what an IRA or a 401k is in, if it's in paper, it's worth the paper it's written on, and you can potentially have, I don't know, maybe even lose all of it. I don't know. But I would suggest you call 800-200-GOLD, talk to these folks. They can help you take it out of paper and put it into precious metals, and also locate it pretty close to you. 800-200-GOLD. Now, let's go back. So the next article, pertaining to the same thing, Andrew Weissman, after Supreme Court agrees to hear Trump immunity claim, Jack Smith's D.C. case is now in line support. Corrupt prosecutor Andrew Weissman appeared on MSNBC to discuss the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to agree to hear Trump's immunity. Now, this is not about ballots, okay? This is about his immunity argument in special counsel Jack's January 6th case in Washington, D.C. The High Court will hear oral arguments on an expected schedule the week of April 22nd and decide by the end of the term, June or sooner. Judge Tanya Hutkin, I think is the way you say it, proposed the March 4th trial date indefinitely, postponed the March 4th trial date indefinitely, as Trump's immunity argument makes its way through the courts. Jack Smith's trial is to be postponed past November, and that's, of course, upsetting the left. By granting the stay, SCOTUS is potentially saying that Trump is de facto immune. That would be a big win for Trump, but hang on. So Weissman said, and I think it ends up to be varying that they've given a win to Trump here, and I think they're going to give a win to Trump in the Colorado case as well. They have given Trump the win. The D.C. case is now on live support. It is really, really hard to figure out how this case gets to trial before Election Day. In other words, the point was, I think they make it here. Weissman would falsely claim Trump would charge for illegally staying off in office. The point really were, and they're going to make it here, that if he'd really done something wrong, they would have charged him immediately, but in that they waited some 3 years to charge him, so to put him in court as he needs to be out campaigning. Again, they're doing everything they can to put Antichrist on the throne. Weissman and other Trump haters on the left are attacking the Supreme Court for delaying Jack Smith's D.C. case. Jack Smith's cases against Trump were brought years after the so-called crimes took place. So the trials, is what I was saying, really meant to just stop him from becoming president. Joe Biden waited too long, the article says, to appoint him, and so consequently their little plan might not be working, is essentially what they're saying here. Now on to the next one. British and French troops on the ground in Ukraine operating cruise missiles to attack Russian troops. Wait a minute. What does this have to do with the internal revolution? Well, the internal revolution has to do with Russia attacking America in a surprise nuclear attack. And Russia has openly said, if there are troops in Ukraine, they are targets. That's what this is going to say. British and French troops on the ground in Ukraine operating cruise missiles to attack Russian troops. Shocking revelation from the British press revealed the British General Staff, led by Admiral Tony Rudkin, partially participated in the attack on Russian Black Sea Fleet ships, meaning the Brits are now attacking Russia. Let me say it again. The Brits are now attacking Russia. So Russia now has they would be correct. I'll say it this way. They would be correct, and the world couldn't blame them if Russia were to attack Britain. But I don't think Britain is their objective. I think that America is their objective. But let's go on. And the German Chancellor, Olaf, confirmed British and French troops are in Ukraine operating cruise missiles to attack Russian targets. The Brits are even openly saying, we're involved in the war. Russian reaction to these revelations have been blunt. This proves Britain and France have attacked Russia and will have the right to respond militarily. Okay, now, we've talked about this. So there's two guys out in the parking lot behind the high school, and they're throwing rocks at each other. Now, if they're finding the rocks themselves, and they're throwing the rocks themselves, it's two people in a fight. But if you walk up and start handing one of the guys rocks, are you not involved in it? Well, that's what America has been doing. We've been sending money and munitions to Ukraine. But now it's saying that the Brits and the French are now already involved to another level. They've started saying, well, here, I'll go ahead and pick up rocks and I'll start throwing it myself. That means the Brits and France are now involved in attacking Russia, which means Russia has full permission to attack them, saying, hey, they attacked us first, and they've got proof. Here's the proof. British military chief helped Zelensky destroy Russian warships. That's in UK news. It's in the newspapers. In other words, the Brits and the French are fighting Russia. Okay, so, you know, the red horse, and he went at another horse that was red, and power was given him to sat thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. And to him was given a great sword. Now, it appears that that red horse is riding. So the story makes clear that Admiral and his general staff have been key to Ukraine sinking Russian vessels. Okay. The Brits are sinking Russian vessels. So Russia, at this point, has the authority to hit Britain. Now, why am I saying this? Because I think that I can't prove it. My suspicion is America is involved in this too. And if we aren't involved in it yet, we're going to be. Because when the attack from Russia comes on America, it's a surprise attack. So somehow we give the Russians a reason to attack us. Anyway, it goes on to say, referring to the UK and French assistance to Ukraine. In other words, yeah, they've attacked Ukraine. On Monday, he said that the German soldiers could not follow the lead of the British and French allies, quote, in the way of the target control and accompanying target control. Okay, so you could say it this way, that one of the guys has shown one of the fellows in the parking lot how to throw the rocks more accurately so they hit and they do more damage. If any assistance involves them in the war, and any assistance would give Russia the authority, you know, in the world, I mean, all's fair in love and war, right? Okay, would give them authority to attack France or England. By saying that Scholz revealed the French and British troops are, in fact, controlling the targeting and guidance to target of weapons, like cruise missiles, and are thus responsible for Russian targets being hit. Boom. There it is. Now, if UK and France are involved, if America's not involved, it's just not involved yet. I think it's coming. In the Russian Ministry of Defense and the Kremlin, the crux of ongoing discussions have come up with these suggested courses of action. This is important. NATO should be immediately warned publicly, one. Two, not to consider any response actions against the British Navy as an attack on the alliance. In other words, okay, so the Brits, you attack the Russians. You help Ukrainians to attack the Russians. So if Russia responds, you can't say, this is point number three, you cannot invoke Article 5, which pulls all of NATO together to go against Russia. You can't do that because, point number four, Britain attacked Russia first. And so did France. So at this point, if Russia decides to take those two countries out, they can say we were attacked first. They started it. They hit it. They drew first blood, okay? This is the reason I'll recommend again, you need to go to Joseph Kitchen. You need to get yourself some food. You can't eat gold and silver, but you can eat bread. These guys can show you how to feed your family for about $1,000 a person. But on the other hand, if you pull up for some gasoline, they'll probably take a silver coin, even if the credit cards are down. They might not take a loaf of bread. But on the other hand, they might, you know. But it's a good idea to have both of them, because we know that the dollar is going away. All right, back to the articles. Now, this article was really interesting. I don't think much of the Sun, but this one, they hit it. Vlad's red button. Putin threatens to nuke the West after accusing NATO of planning to strike Russia in rambling speech. Was it Art of War? It says when assume that your enemy is at least as smart and has at least as many and as good a weapons as you do. I don't think that's word perfect, but it's something like that. In this case, America continues to ignore the warnings of Russia. Vladimir Putin warned the West is in danger of being nuked. What more do you need? Vladimir Putin warned the West it is in danger of being nuked as he ranted for more than 2 hours at a Russian elite meeting. The tyrant's threat in his annual State of the Nation speech comes just 2 weeks before a sham election. No, it's not a sham election. It's an election, okay? He's in power. As a matter of fact, does that look like a sham election? Does that look like a nation hurting? It doesn't to me. If you look carefully at that, there's not an empty seat in the House. Those people have gathered not because they were commanded to, but because they want to hear what this guy says. He is the leader, and whether his election was fair or not, we can't say anything about it. We didn't have a fair election. If the truth was known, we probably haven't had fair elections for over 100 years. So we can't sit there and say, the Russians haven't had a fair election. The Russians do a lot better in a lot of areas than we do. Okay, let's go on. So Putin accused the West of trying to destroy Russia. Guilty. He's also lashed out the U.S., claiming it is trying to defeat Russia and drag us into an arms race. Guilty. Russia must be properly protected, as we are. NATO forces are preparing to strike our territory. We are. Okay, guilty. But he insisted the consequences for potential invaders would be much more tragic. True. They have weapons that we don't even know about. I mean, they probably have all of our secrets, all of our drawing plans, all of our weapons. We don't have theirs. They have advanced technology that God has given them to destroy us that we don't have. We used to have air superiority. We used to have superiority in just about everything 20, 20, 30 years ago. Today, we don't have superiority. As a matter of fact, we are inferior in a lot of things militarily. Putin warned the West was in danger of nuclear conflict if they sent troops to Ukraine. Boom. Britain and France, it just said, they are there openly fighting. He bragged how his unstoppable nuclear rocket, Sarmat, known all to us as Satan II, had been delivered to the Russian forces. In other words, we got them. They're ready to be fired. We can drop them on your head today if we want to. Putin also boasted how Russia has weapons that, quote, could defeat them, the West, on their own territory. America's not listening. We aren't listening at all. He went on to say, strategic nuclear forces are in a state of full readiness for guaranteed use. Who's going to say that? Who's going to say that would lie to their people? He's ready. He could take out America right now if he wanted to. Moscow, by the way, he can't do anything unless the courts of heaven, unless the Lord allows him to do it. And the problem is with our sin in our nation today, it can come at any minute, though I don't think it's coming immediately. Moscow has advanced weapon systems, including Zircon hypersonic missiles. Moscow is fighting for its freedom and independence. We will realize all of our dreams from Russia, he says. And at least 17 synagogues in Russia are screening this address free of charge and is being aired on giant advertising screens all across Moscow. Okay, so what he's saying is this is being streamed all across Moscow. That means that Moscow is being prepared for war. Putin has been in power since 1999, and he's going to stay in power probably through 2020. Another reason I would recommend you go to empshield.com, you get you one of these things, and you just peel off the back, the Velcro off the back, stick it under the hood, and you put the red to the red side of your battery, the green goes to your vehicle body, and then the black goes to the black side of the battery. Just peels off right there, stick it under your car, and the plan is that when the suitcase nukes go off, hopefully your car is going to be one of the few that start. EMPShield.com, and if you use the promo code PROPHECY, it'll get you a $50 discount, and it helps your Prophecy Club. All right, I've got two more articles here. Wayne Root, do you believe in miracles? Something supernatural is happening with President Trump. We're all witnessing the Trump miracle. My nephew is a young doctor in California, recently graduated medical school. After being born with several physical disabilities, he is a walking miracle and testament to the power of faith and prayer. For the past decade of college, medical school, and medical internship in California, everyone he met was a liberal Trump hater. 48 hours ago, my nephew doctor, who was working at a medical office in Los Angeles, he witnessed what he describes as a supernatural miracle. Now, let me give you my opinion on Trump. I think that he is by far the best of the two candidates, and I'm not talking about Nikki Haley. I think that he is doing his best to try to fix what is broken, what can't be fixed. I think that he has been called of God to a certain degree. I don't think he's ordained of God. In other words, I don't think he's a prophet. I don't think that everything he touches is going to turn to gold. I think his biggest weakness is he has not tried to point people to Jesus. He hasn't even tried to point them to church. He could at least start saying, pray for me, pray for our nation, go to church this Sunday. Little phrases like that could have gone a long way to help our nation. He hasn't done that. He's strictly in the secular realm. That means that he's thinking he can make America great again, and he can't make America great again. He was not there in the beginning to make America, nor to make America great when it first started. It was Jesus. And if he doesn't point America to Jesus, some really, really bad things are coming our way. So the thing I fault Trump the most for is not pointing people to Jesus. And I think you'll all agree with that. He should have been doing that. Oh, I know. A lot of people say, yeah, well, you know, there would be a lot of people not vote for him. I think that there'd be a lot more people that vote for him. And more importantly, I think our nation would be doing a lot better. All right, let me continue the article. So 48 hours ago, my nephew, the doctor, was working at a medical office in Los Angeles. He witnessed what he describes as a supernatural miracle. The news came on the television of the doctor's office. The topic was Trump's primary landslide in Michigan. He was expecting either groans or hatred from everyone in the office. But then he witnessed something that shocked him like never before. Someone in the office cheered Trump, then another, and another. Soon the entire medical office was cheering and celebrating President Trump. Everyone, patients, staff, doctors, once they realized it was safe to express support for Trump, everyone let it all out. Everyone admitted they are on Trump's side in Los Angeles. My nephew, the doctor, said, Uncle Wayne, it was a miracle. I never thought I'd ever see anything like this. Something supernatural is happening. And then, real life story number two. My childhood best friend is a strong believer in God, but he is non-political. Yesterday, he reached out to me via text to say, I'm going to say something very odd now. I don't believe Trump can be stopped. He's touched by God. He's superhuman. He's got something supernatural supporting him. I don't think anyone can stop him. In my lifetime, I've never seen a human being on earth surrounded by this supernatural force. Trump doesn't even age like all the other presidents in history. He looks the same as he did 8 years ago, even after he's been through all of this. He doesn't even get down. Even though he's been taking direct shots left and right, he's superhuman, unstoppable, unflappable. We are witnessing a miracle. Now, again, let me say, I think Trump is awesome. I pray that God somehow would let me sit down and talk to him. If I could explain to Trump what Dimitri was told, what the other prophets have been told, what is coming for our nation, maybe, just maybe, maybe, he would start saying, you got to turn to Jesus. Maybe he would start calling for big miracle tours. I don't know. Something needs to happen. And if it's going to happen, it's not going to happen from some pastor. Billy Graham's gone. Our best hope to see America turn back to God would be Trump. And he ain't pointing the way. He's not telling people we need to turn back to Jesus. So I'll vote for him. I love him. I would love to meet him someday. I respect him. I have nothing but praise for him, except for that one thing. I think that his biggest failure is not pointing America to Jesus. There are those words again, supernatural and miracle. Do you believe in miracles? It's time to start believing. What's happening is supernatural. Everyone is starting to see it. Everyone is starting to believe. The signs are there. Trump is the chosen one. Trump is sent by God and blessed by God. I agree to a certain degree, but like I say, if Trump would start saying people need to go back to church, I didn't say synagogue, I sure didn't say mosque, people need to go back to church, people need to stop sinning, we need to clean up our lives. If you haven't accepted Jesus, you need to. He needs to start saying those phrases. If he can't say it, have someone else up behind the microphone and say, listen to this person. And something that needs to be said. In the meantime, for you, if you have not already, ask Jesus to forgive your sins. Say, Jesus, forgive my sins. Jesus, be my God. It's as simple as that.